Hey, welcome to the More Than Money Podcast. This is Chris Burns. I hope you're having a great week. So I had the craziest dream last night, and I'm about to divulge what a nerd I am, because who dreams about financial stuff? But anyway, I dreamed that IRAs, if you contributed to an IRA, a retirement account, that by law, the next year you'd have to make that much of a contribution again. And it was this terrible thing, because I was trying to explain to clients, well, I know you scraped together the money last year to contribute. You don't have the funds this year, but you have to. If not, you're going to, you know, they're going to come after you. So that was my terrible dream. Some people dream about horrible, you know, horror flicks and monsters under the bed. I dream about the IRS coming after my clients for not contributing enough to their IRA. So there you go. That was my dream. Our talk today, our show today, is about a pressing question that even though it's discussed often, I found is the number one thing on the minds of so many of my clients, especially clients over the age of 50, and that's, how do I know, how can I be confident if I'm ready to retire? So we're going to dig into that today. And speaking of retirement, our financial nugget of the day is this: what was the first private company in America to offer a pension for its employees? What was the first private company in America to offer a pension for its employees? All right. The first company was American Express. American Express, back in 1875, offered a pension for its employees. They were the first ones. And then after a number of years, it began to take off with other small companies until the mid-20th century, pensions were the norm. But American Express, I would not have thought that. Here's something funny about American Express, just if we're on that subject, founded back in 1850. Okay, it was started as a mail service, just an express mail service, and then they got into doing money orders, and then they were the first ones to develop traveler's checks, and that's how they really took off. But founded by, do you know who they were founded by? This was totally interesting to me. Founded by Henry Wells, William Fargo, and John Butterfield. Okay, but then Butterfield didn't want to expand to California, so then Henry Wells and William Fargo started a new company to expand to California, which is Wells Fargo. So apparently, if you want to run the financial world, just start an express mail company and see where it goes. There you go. That's your financial nugget. Again, if you have any questions as you listen to the show today, especially since we're talking about how do you be confident, how can you feel truly peace about the fact that you're ready to retire, that you're ready to stop that paycheck. If you have any questions about that, about your situation, jump on our website. It's mylifeismore.com. We answer every question that comes in. We feature some of those on our show, but I respond individually to every question we get. So again, you can ask anything on mylifeismore.com, and I hope you enjoy the show. I want to move into something that's become more and more clear to me. Now, I love doing this show. I love the opportunities we've had over the last few years to reach a larger audience, but I still have a passion for my day job. And my day job is day after day sitting down with individuals and couples and pulling out, you know, jumping on the whiteboard and charting out dreams for the future and actually talking retirement planning. That is what I do. And I love it. And it's become more and more clear to me how much anxiety people feel, and regardless of their age, but certainly as they near retirement, about when can I pull the trigger? When am I actually ready to retire? And the reason that's become so important is the impact of messing that up, right? What happens if you pull the trigger at the wrong time? And I'm finding more and more people I talk with in their 60s who have this anxiety. They're thinking, okay, put yourself in their shoes for a second. Or maybe you are in this specific place. You were earning a really solid salary. You've worked a long time for it. You're at a company that if you announce your retirement and you pull out, you no longer have access to that salary, right? I've had two people I've worked with this year who have decided to move forward with retirement. Everything seemed like it was the right time to do it. They pulled the trigger, they put in their resignation, and then the plans they had beyond that kind of didn't go as they expected. And suddenly they went, oh my word, if I could just have that back, but I can't. I can't just go back now to being the, you know, the higher level management position with the salary I was getting, because once you set that process in motion, you know, once you put in the resignation, et cetera, that's it. And so there's a lot of anxiety for a lot of people that I meet with around when can I actually feel confident pulling that trigger. And what that leads to sometimes is working way longer than you ever wanted to because of the anxiety that's keeping you there. And you might go, I'm ready to retire mentally, emotionally, I'm ready to go, but what if I mess this up? It's better to keep working for that one more year or two more years because I just don't know. Do you have that concern? Have you thought about that? How can you be confident in this? And something that muddies the water here is the reality that retirement, quote unquote, means different things to different people. Think about my dad for a second. My dad is a pastor. He's been a pastor my entire life. He said to me, man, if not once, 1,000 times, that he would never retire. He made it so clear to me, I am called by the Lord to this ministry. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm not gonna go golf every day. I am a minister, and that's what I want to do long term. In fact, he would tell me the story about, apparently this is true, a great 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 grandfather of mine who literally was a preacher and died in the pulpit. Literally preached a sermon, like slammed his fist at the end and fell over dead. And it was like, well, there you go, died in the pulpit. I'm hoping for a different ending personally, but my dad just never had that dream of quote retirement like a lot of folks would define it. And yet he's slowing down, right? I hope he's not hearing this. I'm not saying you're slowing down now, Dad, but he's going to have to slow down at some point, right? He's going to have to change the way that he views work at some point. And he knows that, but his view of what that looks like is very different from clients I work with there's no good or bad here, who say, man, I've worked, I want to go golf every day. I want to go travel the world. I talked with one woman recently who said, I am ready to travel. I've been waiting to travel. It's time to travel. I've worked for years for this, right? And I'll never forget the gentleman that I sat down with who said, when I asked him what he wanted to do in retirement, he said, I just want to sit. I've worked. I don't want to go travel. I don't want to go I don't have aspirations. I just want to sit, turn on the TV for a few minutes. Like, that's my dream of retirement. Whatever that is for you, I don't know what that is, but take a minute and think about it. What is that dream as you look to the future that you go, man, I want that. I've longed for that thing. How can you be confident that you know you can stop work and go for that thing and you won't have some terrible consequence of not, you know, of I did this at the wrong time. We weren't okay. That's a huge, heavy, weighty decision. And a lot of folks are struggling with it. So I want to tell you what I've seen about that. First, if you're just joining us, this is Chris Burns. You're listening to More Than Money. And if you missed any part of this show, you can jump on our website. It's mylifeismore.com. And you can hear past shows. You can also ask any questions about anything you hear today about your situation. So again, it's mylifeismore.com. But I know a lot of you right now are struggling with this. You're saying, am I ready to pull the trigger? How can I feel confident that I'm ready? I had clients come in recently that were in this exact situation. We'll call them Joe and Amy. All right. So Joe and Amy had been working and dreaming of retirement. And in their minds, they wanted to retire in their mid-60s, but they were now approaching 70, both of them. And when I asked why they were still working, it was this exact answer. It was, well, we just don't feel confident. We wanted to stop. We're ready to stop. But we just haven't known that it was going to be okay. And so we've just kind of kept going. Every year we've made that decision to go one more year, one more year. In fact, Joe came in because he basically said, can you give us some information that will help my wife feel confident here? Because she feels so much anxiety about this. And let me just say, that is a quality of life issue. Sometimes I'm talking with younger people especially, and they ask why we're called More Than Money, because the name of our firm, the name of the show is More Than Money. And I say it's because it's not just about your bank account balance. It's about your quality of life. And I can tell they kind of laugh at that, or it doesn't make a lot of sense, or they think it's just a great marketing ploy or something. And the reality is they've never sat down with someone in retirement who's nearing that age who desperately wants to stop, but the anxiety of, am I going to be okay, is keeping them from living out the dreams they have. That is a quality of life issue. And if you say that's not a big deal, that is literally the one chance these folks have to live out what they've wanted, and they're letting it slip away because of anxiety. That is just as important as any bank account. And that is why we do this, right? So that's just a side tangent, but quality of life really, really matters. And if some of you are living right now and you know you don't have that because of anxiety, then this story really matters. So what did we do with this couple? Well, the first thing was, I said, let's focus on your situation instead of all your friends and neighbors, because they'd gotten in the habit of talking with their friends, talking with people they knew about investment and retirement strategies, and they were basing their success on what they were hearing, and that's a dangerous place to be because everyone's situation is so vastly different. Let me give you an example. One of the first things this couple told me was, we're really interested in investing in a dividend income strategy. We've had some friends tell us about this. We think it's a great strategy for us. Now, dividend income is great. If you don't know what dividends are, many, many companies pay you a dividend if you invest with them, which is just a portion of the profits of the company. And it's very consistent. If you have Coke stock or Home Depot stock, you get this quarterly dividend. All right. And for a lot of people, that's part of their retirement income strategy. And it's not a bad strategy at all. Okay, so they had friends who were doing this, and they said, we really think we might feel more confident if we had a really good dividend income strategy. But here was the catch. This woman had been a state employee for years and years. Excuse me. She had a fantastic pension. Okay, so when we actually ran the numbers, they had plenty of income. There was no income issue because of the pension. Coupled with Social Security, they actually had more guaranteed income every month than what they would spend by quite a bit. And yet they were worried, we don't have a good dividend income strategy. And I had to say, listen, for your friends, a great dividend income strategy is wonderful. But for you guys, we don't have an income issue. We have a growth issue. We need to make sure your other assets are beating inflation. So over time, when you have expenses you can't plan for, when you have long-term care issues possibly, that you have a growing pile of money, but you don't have a month-to-month income issue at all. So that's not your solution. And this is the key. You've got to feel confident, to beat the quality of life problem of the anxiety of can we retire. You've got to have a plan that you feel like, man, we've actually thought through this. We can handle whatever comes along, and now I can feel confident to retire. The plan is key, and I know what you're thinking, which is what I would be thinking too. Well, it's very convenient for someone who makes financial plans to say that the answer to knowing when you can retire and feeling confident and not feeling anxiety is a plan. But that's the whole reason we do plans. When I started in this industry years ago, I didn't do plans. I was taught as a commissioned life insurance salesman. And then I learned about investing, and I loved investing. And trust me, you can make a lot of money selling insurance, and you can make a lot of money managing investments and never do plans. All right, there's a whole lot of very happy, successful financial people in the insurance and the investment world that never make plans. You know why we make plans? Because I began to see this is what gives people the confidence and the freedom to live out the lives they want. It's not a product. It's not a one-time solution you can purchase. It's not just being in the right investments, friends. It's having a holistic plan to know you're going to be okay regardless of what comes along. That only comes through comprehensive planning. That's why we do this. We don't do it because it's the most lucrative thing. We do it because we see it consistently bring quality of life to person after person that I have the privilege to sit down with. So that is what these people needed. They didn't just need to be put into the right investments or just to find out, oh, we need to buy this insurance policy to make sure we're okay for long-term care. They needed a holistic look to say, it's going to be okay because we've looked at everything. And that's what we did. And that's what we did. We sat down and we looked at their entire financial world, the insurances they had, the investments they had, how much risk they were taking, the pensions they were receiving. We put it into some of the coolest software I've ever seen, and I've seen a lot of it, that we have the chance to utilize now, which basically takes everything, the Social Security, the pension, the investments, and puts a grid together for us to say, where are you going to be at if you retire tomorrow? Okay, how much income are you going to have month over month? And what's the impact of working another year? Would it help you? Would it hurt you? It wouldn't hurt you, right? But would it help you to work another year? Would it make a big difference in your income? And we were able to show them through this analysis, you know what? You don't need to work anymore. The quote-unquote helpfulness of one more year of income isn't something you guys need at this point. You can feel confident. And we built in scenarios that they were worried about. Well, what if one of us passes away? What if, you know, we have a long-term care need? We can show them, we can model those things out so that they could finally feel like we've seen the things we're worried about and we understand we're going to be okay. That is the power of a financial plan. And a lot of you listening right now have these questions in your mind. You go, I've been doing everything right. I've been putting money away. I've been growing the bank account. I have the investments. Right? I've done everything I've been told to do. But in the end, I go, I have no idea if we're ready for retirement. You know, what is going to happen with inflation? What is going to happen if one of us gets sick? What if we have long-term care needs? You know, what if the market crashes? All these great, real, true, honest questions that we'd rather not think about, but they're in the back of our brains. What if we could model those for you so that you would look and say, I feel confidence now because I've looked at these things. Not that it's perfect, but I finally have a model that I can utilize to think about this. Man, it was so neat to do this for this couple. One of the coolest parts of my job is when I can see a couple move and literally make that concrete choice because they have the information now to feel ready, to feel peace, to not wake up every morning and go, I hope I didn't make a bad decision. That's what we did with them. And they've put in the notice they're retiring. And they're ready for that. So if you are in a place where you go, whether you're right there at the edge of retirement or you're a few years out and you go, I just don't have a grid for thinking through this. I have these great products. You know, I've got all the investment tools, but I have no idea how all that works together to feel confident in retirement. That is what I love to do day in and day out. And you can have that. Jump on our website. It's mylifeismore.com. And again, you can start by just engaging with us. Ask a question about your situation. But if you want to take the next step and go, I want to create that kind of grid, sign up for a free consultation with me, Chris Burns. We'll talk about your specific situation, exactly how we get paid, exactly what we do, answer any questions you have. And I'd love to sit down with you and walk through a process so you can feel confident about your next steps. That's what we did with this family. That's what I do every day. That's my day job with hundreds of clients around the country. I'd love to do it with you. Again, it's mylifeismore.com, or you can call a member of our team. It's 855-224-3526. I have a great team standing by that can answer your questions. Set up that consultation. Again, 855-224-3526.